And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 25th of March, 2012. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you odd." She said, "Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to never was there. And where you are is no good unless you can get away from it." She didn't want a biography written about her because, she said, lives spent between the house and the chicken yard do not make exciting copy. Flannery O'Connor, born in Savannah, 1925. When she was 5 years old, she trained a chicken to walk backward, and a newsreel company came to her house to make a film about it, which was shown all over the country. She said, "I was just there to assist the chicken, but it was the high point in my life. Everything since has been anticlimax." Spent much of her life on the family farm in Milledgeville, Georgia, raising various birds, writing novels and short stories, Wise Blood, The Violent Bear It Away, A Good Man Is Hard to Find, and Everything That Rises Must Converge. This last book of short stories published after her death in 1964, at the age of 39, from complications of lupus. Flannery O'Connor, who said, "Everywhere I go, I'm asked if I think the university stifles writers. My opinion is that they don't stifle enough of them." It's the birthday of the writer who said, "A woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle." That was Gloria Steinem, born in Toledo, Ohio, 1934. Her father, an entrepreneur, traveled all over the country in a trailer looking for new business ventures. Steinem said he was always going to make a movie or cut a record or start a new hotel or come up with a new orange drink. She traveled around with him, never went to school until her parents separated, and she moved in with her mother, who suffered a mental breakdown. Steinem said, "My mother was an invalid who lay in bed with eyes closed and lips moving in occasional response to voices only she could hear. A woman to whom I brought an endless stream of toast and coffee, bologna sandwiches, and dime pies." Gloria Steinem, who had poor grades in school, but she managed to get into Smith based entirely on her entrance exams. After college, went to work as a journalist. She made her name with a piece called "I Was a Playboy Bunny" in 1963, about working undercover at Hugh Hefner's Playboy Club in Midtown Manhattan. Went on to found Ms. Magazine in 1972. Gloria Steinem, who said, "Writing is the only thing that when I do it, I don't feel I should be doing something else." And it's the birthday of Kate DiCamillo, born in Philadelphia in 1964, grew up in Florida. After college, moved to Minnesota. Her first winter in Minnesota was one of the coldest on record. She missed Florida terribly. She desperately wanted a dog, couldn't have one, and began writing a story about a stray dog that helps a 10-year-old girl adjust to life in a new town. It was her novel Because of Winn-Dixie. It was a bestseller when it came out in 2000. Other books include The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane and The Magician's Elephant. Here's a poem for today by Linda Gregg entitled At Home. Far is where I am near, far is where I live. My house is in the far. The night is still, a dog barks from a farm, a tiny dog not far below. The bark is soft and small, a lamp keeps the stars away. If I go out, there they are. At Home, by Linda Gregg, from All of It Singing, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.